Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Last weekend was Vermont's 15th annual Solar Fest at Forget-Me-Not Farm in Tynemouth, in the mountains near Rutland. I was delighted to go there once more and hang out with up to 2,500 people per day who were hungering after knowledge about how to build a solar future or just looking for a good time in the sun. Solar Fest started primarily as a solar-powered music festival. There are giant photovoltaic arrays that power the sound systems and the lights on the two main stages, plus numerous other venues. The sound from the main stage echoed through most of the grounds into the night on both Friday and Saturday. Multiple vast tent cities sprang up to accommodate all the people camping at the festival. It was like little villages appearing in the hayfields. Solar Fest now has a strong educational component. There are 6 large tents set up for workshops, with about 100 workshops offered over the 2.5 days. The themes were mostly what you'd expect at something called Solar Fest. Renewable energy was one. Green building was another. You could get an introduction to masonry heating, building with straw bales, or using natural plasters and finishes. A relatively recent addition as a separate track is sustainable agriculture. Workshops included organic beekeeping, fossil fuel-free agriculture with animal power, and how to stretch seasonal eating, which is important in Vermont, where snow covers the ground so much of the year. I was delighted to see a relocalization emphasis, too, with a whole track devoted to how to thrive locally. Some things are a lot easier to learn if you see them in action, rather than hearing someone talk about them, and there were quite a few demonstrations over the weekend. The Solar Fest site tour showed how the sun powered the sound systems and heated the water for the camper showers. Cars powered by vegetable oil were available to see, as well as a process of making biochar, or charcoal, to use its newly rediscovered and amazing ability to improve soil quality. I didn't see it this year, but last year, someone brought a wood-powered pickup truck. Solar Fest is family-friendly, too. Part of the site is called Kids Corner, where puppet shows and storytelling can be found, or people just playing outdoor games. Rick the Clown wanders around, making balloon animals with kids and showing them other tricks. The theme to this year's keynote speakers was the power of the media. Amy Goodman, winner of the Right Livelihood Award for her work hosting the radio show Democracy Now! And otherwise promoting independent media, gave Saturday's keynote. Stephen Morris, formerly at Chelsea Green Publishing and now editor of Green Living magazine, was Sunday's keynote speaker. I interviewed Amy Goodman before her talk, and this is what she told me about Democracy Now! Walking its talk.
I've always believed that the medium is the message, and Democracy Now! We've worked out of a 100-year-old firehouse for many years, a remarkable community media center in Chinatown, just blocks from Ground Zero, where the towers of the World Trade Center once stood. We are moving. We are building a LEED-certified, green, 10,000-square-foot internet, television, radio center in the middle of Manhattan and Chelsea, which we're very excited about, out of an old bindery, which had a floor of a building. And we've really committed ourselves to using recycled materials, to getting that LEED certification, to being, I believe, the first internet radio TV studio in New York, if not the country, that gets the highest level rating. Because so many thousands of people come through our facility, and it will be an educational center training interns as well, that we felt we, you know, have to start where we are.
The LEED that Amy Goodman mentions is a program of green building certification. The people in charge of parking at Solar Fest encouraged everyone driving a Prius to park together. It was quite a gathering of Priuses, more than you'd even see at a Toyota dealership. The Priuses, though more efficient than most cars on the road now, still used a lot of gas to transport people to Solar Fest. The participants drove from all over the Northeast and North America. The parking lot is a sign of how dependent the festival is on fossil fuel. Even the solar electricity for the music is highly tied to Vermont's nuclear power plant and other off-site electricity sources, since it's connected to the power grid. Still, it's fun to see people imagining a solar future while having so much fun. I'm not surprised Solarfest is rated one of Vermont's top 10 summer events. I'm Carl Etnayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.